Blog Talk Radio.
You're jamming with the hottest DJ.
Whoever said a rose can't grow from the concrete, man? My life might be a little bit more rougher and dirtier than yours, but at the end of the day, when you're not with it, it's still beautiful, you know?
If you can do it, it's the same you will. Watch me play, I will. Watch me play.
For free, yeah. These weak ass artists in the game, stay away from me. Yeah, I represent the 503, the race and
foreign
on top of me. I want this drink so bad that it's not suggested that if you step to me with the mic, you better come protected. I'll stick with my flows, who goes to both my flows from my mind. I'm the type of motherfucker who stays on grind. Like, look at the haters who want some, if you want some, come and get some. It's strange music, it's always better believe. Oh boy, we are one, yeah. So where's this magic piece of paper you've been holding back? I'm telling every motherfucker in the game, you think it's bad. Okay, maybe take out the game. The Hannibal, Hannibal day. Glad you eat a brand. So stand up for me, get it up, if you fuck with me. On the K-I-N-C, the G, Oregon 503, yeah.
If you can do it in the same room, watch me play, I will. Watch me play, I will. If you can do it in the same room, watch me play, I will. Watch me play, I will. If you can do it in the same room, watch me play, I will. Watch me play, I will.
Come follow me down this lonely road of apology. Land of the broken promises given, and I'm the honoree. I sell it so raw and uncut, can make the most non-believer turn his cheek on what he was not believing to follow me up this road of hypocrisy. See what obstacles I can heave up. I feel like Atlas, my shoulders heavy, one down, one knee up. See down the knee up, I got the crown and my key up. I'm the dopest they've seen, and I got my town on the re-up. Got the streets in my pocket and keep my heart in the freezer. My life is globally strobing. I might just spark up a seizure. Walking, talking with Jesus about the book of Ephesians. A time and a place for everything. I'm a firmly believer. Minutes on my side by the hour. I do it daily. Weekly, I do it monthly. And yearly, I steady make it. Closer to where I'm supposed to be. Sky is up for the taking. Sideways as I travel, I will take over the matrix. I will.
If you can do it,
you just
can't do it. Watch me play, I will. Watch me play.
All right, y'all, man. It is definitely going down right here on B97 FM and B93 FM. I got to say a big shout-out to all the independent artists out there that's listening to us. It is official, man. What time it is? It is 10 o'clock. And what we doing, we trying out this new thing right now. But shout-out to my new co-host right here, my boy. We got him our news director. What's going on, man?
Hey, nothing much. Thanks for having me on tonight again. I'd like to send out my condolences to all the bereaved families across America, whether they are dealing with death or incarceration.
Man, you've been talking about that. What's going on with that?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things going on in the news with, you know, with a lot of these mass shootings and stuff like that, and with a lot of incarceration.
Wow, that's crazy, man. That's crazy. You've been doing a lot of reports on that too, man. That is crazy, man. You've been talking about that a whole lot. It must really be bad for you to be talking about it that much. It must really be bad. It's almost outweighing what we call that the Chick-fil-A situation.
Yeah.
Is it that bad, man?
It's in a bad thing. You know, this is funny because it's been prophesied about this.
Wow. I mean, last week Chick-fil-A was the big talk of the town. So what we got coming up tonight in our news, we're going to be here representing all the way up until 1 o'clock in the morning right here on B93 and B97 FM, your station that's singing you worldwide right here on B97 and B93 FM. So, man, got to ask you this, man. What are we going to be talking about tonight? What's the hot topic? I know we got legendary DJ Dunn going to be live with us tonight. He'll be keeping us posted on what's going on. So that's going to be, he's one of the old school legendary DJs who worked with Mixed Master. He worked with all the major DJs out there. So I'm excited, man. We'll be talking to him live tonight. So what you think about that, man?
Yeah, that's the stuff. I'm definitely looking forward to getting in the mix with brother. And we got some interesting stuff to talk about tonight.
Man, that's what's up. And you know, we got a lot of people right now listening to us live on B93 FM too. So big shout out to everybody that's checking us out on B93 FM. What you think about that, man?
Yeah, that's what's up. Big shout out to anybody that's listening tonight on B. Stay tuned to Knox. We just want to get into big tonight and the news, politics, and a lot of things headed your way.
Already, and I definitely want everybody to call in and kick their shafts out tonight. Call in and tell us what's on your mind. You can call us at 347-989-1725, 347-989-1725. Have you noticed, man, we've been getting a lot of phone calls, haven't we, man? You notice that?
I mean, a great deal of phone calls, and I definitely appreciate the phone calls. At your back. So we're gonna be getting tonight. He spoke to St. Louis, Dallas, Fort Worth,
already, man. That's what's up, man. I agree with you on that, man. I tell you what, we're gonna do right now. If you wanna call in and kick your shafts out and stuff, holler at us again at 817-347-989-1725. We're gonna be doing it real big tonight. I'm excited about tonight and stuff, man. We got a lot of people say they're gonna be calling in, check us out. So, man, what's good with you, man? Long weekend, video shoot on yesterday, man. So, what's good with you, man? What's the latest update with you, man?
Well, big shout out to Mr. Derek Cunningham on yesterday. You know, he came out, got a chance to do the video to my single, Righteousness, for my album debut and for the promotion of this single. And for all those that More Talent Productions is owned and operated by Mr. Terry Cunningham. He has his own production company. And you can log on to www.moretalentproduction.com for video editing and photographic services. Also, Terry's coming to Sketch Show. He has a new sketch show coming out. He's going to be looking for talent right here in the DFW area. Like, if you've seen... I can't even from past shows maybe that you've seen. I can't even think of none right now. But anyway, so you can log on to that. And he's going to be looking for talent around the Metroplex for this new sketch comedy show, like Dave Chappelle or In Living Color or something like that. It would mimic something like that if you've seen those shows. But anyway, so yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. And you can go again to moretalentproductions.com or DariusComedySketchShow.com and hit the audition icon. And also go to the DCT icon. You'll see the first movie that we produced.
That's what's up, man. I'm happy for you, man. And speaking of that, we also got to say a big shout out to everybody out there in the Dallas Fort Worth. This coming up Saturday, we'll be broadcasting live. And don't you all forget, man, this weekend, you hear the news, man, it's Free Text Weekend. Free Text Weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So everybody that out there that got kids in school, they're trying to get them, get their shopping done. This is the best time to do it this weekend because it's Free Tech Weekend. This is where you can get everything for what? Get everything. This, it's really like a discount because you're not paying tax on it. What you think about that, man?
Yeah, that's a big thing, you know. Now, last year, we had parents, well, take your time. You know, I know it's going to be some things that you're going to want to get, you know, but I think last year we had some people kind of got mauled with the pre-tech, kind of went overboard, you know. So this year, you know, take the time that you need, you know, and be courteous.
What was they doing, man? You got to tell me the scoop about that. What was they doing, man? It was crazy.
Last year, there were like several incidents across the Metroplex, you know, where shoppers were, you know, things was running out, and, you know, shoppers were like, being very inconsiderate. So be considerate this year. I mean, at least think, you know, and get that early.
You ain't lying about that, boy. Once them people start getting in, man, they go crazy once they start getting in. You right about that. Get them things in, man. I know I can't wait, man. I've been asking them. I said, man, when is the next weekend? They finally come and said, Donnie B, the text free. I make sure you put the word out. Let everybody know the Free Text Weekend is coming up this weekend. And I don't know if they do that across the country, man, but we do it here in Texas. We do it every year. And what they do is they do that so they can try to give an opportunity for – they started that program because they wanted the kids to be – make sure that the kids get everything that they needed to get and don't have to worry about paying tax on it. So that's where that came in at, man. So I definitely got to say a big shout-out to everybody that's that be going out there getting them Free Text Weekend. Because I ain't going to lie, that be helping. I don't know about you, man. You can get clothes with it. Now, I'm going to tell y'all what you can't get with it. If you want to know what you can't get with it, you can't get no damn toys. Now, you can't get toys with it. It's only some clothes for notebooks. Somebody
can you get a car with that?
Hell no, you can't get no damn car. Nigga, you gonna pay up the guy's money for that damn car.
I just need to know what I can.
Yeah, that's crazy. Because nigga, you know damn well you can't get no damn car with that. Come on now. Are you crazy? Are you sick? You got a damn problem? What the hell?
Pulling McDonald's, take a national tax when these days.
Definitely got to say a big shout out to DJ Earthman doing it real big. Y'all make sure y'all check out the Hottest New Morning Show. We definitely doing it big in the morning on B97FM. We are your station that's stinging you. And I'm telling you, man, shout out to DJ Taz doing it real big on B97. Big shout out to DJ Lee and B 97, man. Shout out to him and everybody out there to be listening to us, man. I don't know if you heard the news, man, but we're getting not only are we on B93 up here, man, but we're on B97 now. We're getting response from people from all across the country, man, that are checking out the show. They loving the show. Definitely want to say a big shout out to everybody out there that's be checking us out, man, showing a lot of mad love. And going back, and another thing, man, they really going back listening to the podcast, man. We've been having a lot of people that don't get a chance to see the show or listen to the show. They'll go back and listen to the podcast. So a shout out to everybody out there that be calling in listening to the podcast, man. Y'all been showing your boys that'll be mad love And I just want to thank y'all for thank y'all for doing that, man. Because that's what it's all about. It's all about supporting us, man. We need all the support we can get from everybody. So I tell you what we're gonna do right now. We're gonna take a quick stage break. Now I need my boy DJ Jordan to start sending me some music. Jordan, man, I know you're listening to us. Send us some damn music, man. We need some music. All right, y'all, man. What we about to do right now? We about to get ready to go. We about to get ready to take a quick station break, man, baby. We're gonna call it a music break. We about to go play some hot music, man. What you wanna hear, man? Come on, tell me what you got on your mind. And when we come back, my boy got the news she can use. What you got coming up in the news, man? In a few more minutes, and we're gonna be talking about, man.
You know, first I'm gonna definitely get into this politics. You know, this is the ongoing event leading up to the presidential nominee and also state and Senate. So that's what I got coming up for you. So keep it locked.
Already, y'all. It's definitely keep it locked on the hottest station right here, man. We still looking for the hottest sexy female. So if you got what it takes, holler at your boy with a famous DJ Dunny B. We'll be right back. It's going down, baby. B93 and B97 FM.
Radio has never sounded so good.
What's up, I'm Beyonce.
It's all today's music.
Hey, this is Christina Aguilera.
No better place on the radio.
Keep this station locked on.
Off the UV and it's going down. This a West Coast party and we finna get bent now. Look at little mama over there cutting loose, cause she know she finna get stretched by Big Spook. My team to turn up, nigga, fuck the club. We all in the studio getting fucked up off that pink UV and UV 103. So put your drinks up, baby, fucking with me. We got gin in the house, NJ, where you at? Christian Brothers in the back, we're talking vodka like that. Great Goose on the loose, Hennessy getting stretched. Patron came home, almost lost his dome. Amsterdam came back, cause he lost his map. Calarossi home, yeah, she made it back. T-Rock out of jail, that nigga made bail. Everybody must be buzzed when they singing this song. With your drinks in the air, if you fucking with me. Hennessy, UV, that 103. Drinks up, drinks up, drinks up. With your drinks in the air, if you fucking with me. Hennessy, UV, that 103. Drinks up, drinks up.
Hennessy the topic, B-F-O-B, yeah we on tonight, my niggas twistin' weed, no Coca-Cola, boy I'm drinking straight, it's a different night, a better day, vodka absolute, loop mixed with Alizé, Zay. Shots of Remy Martin, it's gonna numb your face, vodka 103.3, plus the Amsterdam, got my niggas feeling like they up in Amsterdam, plus that brown liquor, yeah that Christian Brothers, ain't no mixing over here, I don't drink with let's go, yeah that Bombay, Sapphire Gin, shout out E&J, yeah, I get it in. Bartender drunk, everybody drunk. Jack Daniels, Firewater, yeah, I drink for lunch. That Bacardi Gold, go. 151. And I got that shit mixed with Jamaican.
Put your drinks in the air if you're fucking with me. Hennessy, UV, that 103. Drinks up, drinks up, drinks up. Put your drinks in the air if you fucking with me. Hennessy, UV, that 103. Drinks up, drinks up, drinks up.
Yeah, pink UV to the face, no need to chase. Or with my nigga E, million sipping Bobby face. I only sip on rose when I'm in a club. And here Moscato make a lot of ladies wanna fuck. Tipsy off the Henny with my niggas chilling in the cut. Dice game crackin', hit the homie 400 bucks. 101 proof, wild turkey fucking with my guts. And all it take is one, 2 months to have a nigga stuck. Hennessy black, go good with the good sack. Get a loose stuff, the Grey Goose, and I'ma hit that. 103 shots were too tall, put me on my back. First we did a track, we put a nigga in a new black. Lay across the bar, baby, let me get a body shot. Pop another bottle, tell me how to make the panties drop. Drinks up, nigga, if you hatin', sit the fuck down. Already world T, all I need is some fucking crap.
Put the drinks in the air, if you fucking with me. Hennessy, UV, that 103. Drinks up, drinks up, drinks up. Drinks up. Put your drinks in the air if you fucking with me. Hennessy, UV, that 103. Drinks up, drinks up, drinks up.
Many motherfuckers criticize pros and how they play.
Damn, motherfucker, catch the ball.
And many motherfuckers criticize rappers and what they say.
Damn, what about the motherfucking kids?
Even though they criticize, secretly they fantasize, but they know they'll never be paid to play. Yeah, I'ma kill one of you young punks with an old school flow. So I walk through the shadow of death. I got to make sure that my shoes and my outfit's fresh. You bitches get jealous when you see me coming. Y'all would too if you see my woman. Now y'all know we about to do what we do. This shit right here is about as sick as the flu. Drunk motherfuckers wanna vomit on my shoe. Niggas can't have shit, probably cause of you. Rappers go to jail like Oprah go to Gale. Stedman policy, don't ask, don't tell. Wear my water bees as I go get the mail. Half black is the new black, can't you tell? It was blue black like Wesley Snipes in New Jack. Now you got to have a white mama just to do that. Tiger Woods, he used to be a safe nigga. Go ahead and let your daughter have a date with him. He'll mate with her, probably in a white beater. Tiger about to change his name to Cheetah. I don't like it when you call me Big Papa. From South Central and I hate helicopters. If we at school, I'll break in your locker. See me with a water bottle, where it's probably vodka. Drink responsibly or drink constantly. Be who you wanna be in this economy. Drunk as Sean Connery. At the Bonnevie, can't throw me out, motherfucker, I'm the honoree. Trust me, I'll never be the nominee. I don't kiss enough ass, I'm too honoree. Ice Cube, be with a piranha bee. Swimming upstream, eating all kind of meat. West Coast, treated like hyenas. Take what you want from these lying ass cheetahs. Eat the fuck out these fake ass beavers. That's how we act when you don't wanna feed us. Crazy motherfucker, ever since I was a fetus. Might as well join us, you ain't gon' beat us. Please believe us, you can ask Jesus. I'ma be here about as long as Regis. Understand I never pledge of allegiance to this ball of confusion. Might cause a contusion, boy. I see you cruising for a cruising. Fucking with a principal that don't like, don't like stool. Don't you know, detention is a lynching. And if I fail to mention, I'm spinning up my pension. No, no. The reason I hung in, cause this right here ain't no country for young men. Sonny, you done fucked up the church's money. I'm Red Fox, and you that big dummy. Dummy, this junkyard was an empire. Y'all let it get overran by the vampires. Most MCs is goddamn lies like them fucking supervisors working up at Kaiser, bitch. I'm not a Dodger, I'm a Laker punk. Use a fucking clipper, you can call me Jack the Ripper. Cut you up by your gizzard, then damn by your liver. Rooter to the tutor, gut you like Flipper. Dipper, y'all better treat me like the skipper. Head trigger for air nigga. Air honky and air critter. I come through and kill every litter.
Like that,
no country for young men.
No, no.
It's just a ball of confusion.
No, no.
No country for young men. Your world is just an illusion.
No, no.
No country for young men.
No, no. It's a ball of confusion.
No, no. No country for young men. Your world is just an illusion.
It is what it is, motherfucker. No country for young men. Nah, it's only country for real niggas.
For real, don't know some real shit. Don't let me think what's real and what's fake, nigga. Look, don't let me hurt your feelings.
Kings of this shit, let it be known. Shit, real niggas do real things, niggas better recognize. That's OG shit, old school. West Side rolling, 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 rolling. Rolling.
Where all my ladies get a sexy tattoo? This song is definitely just for you. So all my ladies, please stand up and show your tattoo.
We going global.
Uh-huh.
Baby the ambassador, David Lamar, Hurricane Chris. A message to girls across the world.
Oh.
Just stand to your feet, baby. Cause this song is about...
Sexy girl with the tattoo.
talking about. All right, y'all, man. It is definitely going down right here on B97 FM. I got to say a big shout-out to everybody out there that's listening to us. It's going down right here, man. Y'all make sure y'all give us a call, man, at 347-989-1725. We are definitely doing it real big right here on your hottest station, baby, on B97 FM. We are your number one station that's singing you. You know, we're doing our damn thing. All right, we going back to my boy right now. John, what's up, John?
What's up, John?
Man, I'm crunk as hell on a beautiful. You can't ask for a better thing on a Monday night or a Tuesday morning for those who are tuning into us on the morning show, man. So they may be listening to us on B97 morning show, or they may be listening to us right now. I don't know. But anyway, man, it is time for us to get ready to go to my boy Junk. He got the news you can use every day, every night. We keep you abreast on what's happening in the world of news right here, baby, on B97 FM. We keep you abreast on what's happening in the world of news, man. John, what's going on in the world of news that we need to know about, man?
You know, it's funny, I was going to jump into a little bit of politics, but some stuff just came back to my attention. You know, back, you know, this is kind of an issue that I believe have, you know, been calmed down over a few months, in which this case is taken to the stage. But the Trayvon Martin case, the Florida judge proceeding over the murder case against former neighborhood watch volunteer who killed an unarmed teenager refused a defense request to step aside Wednesday. In a two-page order, Senior County Circuit Judge Kenneth Lester said the July request by lawyers for George Zimmerman was legally insufficient for him to rescue himself. His lawyers argued that their client faced or feared he could not get a fair trial before Lester, who had revoked Zimmerman's bond, and blasted the defense for failing to comply or to complete or disclose his assets at an earlier bail hearing. You know, this is where, you know, they found this $100,000. And, you know,
right.
Recently just pleaded not guilty to fraud. There was no immediate response to the ruling from Zimmerman Roy. You know, he just did some big deal on Twitter, you know, really trying to talk about his defense and, you know, everything that he claims happened.
Let me stop you real quick. Here's the problem that I have with this whole situation, this whole Senator on Patrol situation that he was part of, and I'm not even going to even talk about the situation of him killing a young black man. We're going to talk about him murdering somebody, period. Okay. How in the hell, and I'm going to keep it real with you, how in the hell are you going to sit up here and murder somebody and ask for a treatment because you don't murder somebody? I've been noticing that for a while, that this fool right here is crazy. He's asking people for this. He's asking for that. I guarantee that somebody like you or me go out there and kill somebody and ask for something, we gonna be looked at crazy. They gonna throw our asses under the jail and throw the damn keys away. Okay, so this is right here. I think it's crazy because he's asking for too much, nigga. I'm not gonna be paying no tax on your ass. And you acting a damn fool. Okay, you acting a damn fool. You asking for this, you asking for that. Hell, y'all know the man did it. The man already said he did it. So we just need to lock his ass up and not even have no damn trial. Now, damn it, we don't need no damn trial for no idiotic person like that. Lock his damn ass up. I know everybody says, we need a fair trial. Everybody don't need no damn fair trial. Nick, well, you did it. Pay for it.
You know.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, man. I know I'm going to have to say, people going to be looking at me.
Man, you were over there.
Oh, go ahead, man. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know, it's funny because you talk about the football star, Pacheco Barras, however you say his last name, Barras. You know, went in the club and shot his own self and got in trouble.
and didn't get out of it. He is shooting nobody. So here
well,
it is. Somebody
but you know what they looking at? But they looking at, I can kind of see what they look at in that kind of situation. But you got to understand, and they have to take, they have to do something about that. Because if you are a threat to yourself, where you are, where you try to commit suicide and killing yourself, you're trying to take somebody else out with you. Now, I ain't trying to be funny. I got a homeboy that did that. And I noticed, I seen some fucking signs. I seen the damn signs where he was talking about, oh, man, I need to go to the Puget River and I need to do this. I need to do it. There was a damn sign right there that this nigga was getting ready to kill himself. But guess what? Not only did he kill himself, he took somebody else out with him. So this is a serious thing that's happening when you get to, even if you shoot yourself. Yeah, they're going to take your ass. That's worse than killing somebody else.
You know, it's funny because, you know, another fatal shooting up in Oak Creek, Milwaukee. So now you don't just have Aurora, Colorado, Oak Creek, Milwaukee, and then you got Trayvon Martin, and then you got what happened down here in Dallas. You know, so you got a lot of these different cells that are popping off, and no one wants to own up to being the blame, like you're saying. And, you know, but when it comes down to the race car agenda, you know, they have to step up to the plate. They have to step up to the mic, you know, and they have to take accountability for their actions. And so, again, you see in many different instances where this takes shape and how it infringes on who you are of color descendant or anybody that if it's not nothing to do with money, you know. So that's the height of where I believe a lot of this is drawn up and where it is played down at the same time. You know, okay, mm-hmm. We're gonna pull the wool over the scale over your eyes and you can see this, but then all of a sudden here comes this mass murdering here, and then you treat these people like the saint, you know. Well, he has these issues. But this is a college student that know how to make these bombs and know how to do this and strategically plan this out, but he ain't capable of doing this stuff. For somebody of color descendant, you know, they
right.
can be recorded as anything and set up, but he's capable of all. And don't forget it, that he's really going through these emotional syndromes. That's just the news here in Dallas, you know, with the
right.
man who was on medication and ran all over.
For those who just now tuning in to us right here, we live on B97 FM radio and B93 FM, doing it real big right here. Live on the Hottest Radio Station, and we talk about some very important hot topics in the community. And our news director is giving us the inside scoop on what's happening. What else? Let's move on, man. Let's move to the political side of the news, man. Let's talk about Barack Obama and this Mitt Romney thing. What's the latest update with that? We got to move on with the news.
Yeah, let's move right along. You know, actually, there's still a big issue over the president, over President Obama issued that counterattack against what the Obama administration says was taken out of context when he said you didn't build that. You have Elizabeth Warren; she's a Democrat. She spoke actually on this issue again at the DNC convention. She was actually the House Speaker, and she kind of got more into detail. But this has gotten him under some more fire again from those counterpart of his from the Romney administration. Now, the Romney administration is really coming down on him more on this job fair creation that the Obama administration apparently, according to their standards, haven't come down on. And then the Obama administration is firing back against these taxes that Romney has supposedly not paid since 2010. So it's going to be a rumble down the hill concerning these same counter issues. I believe all the way up until November election, because
no, I mean, come on, this is what's getting to me. This has got to be the most longest election without him picking out a vice president. This man still have not picked out a vice president yet, and it's what, August now? What is he waiting on?
You're talking about Romney.
Yeah, I
believe it's gonna be one of those sneak up things. You got two that are front runners, that's
looking to be vice president, but at the same time, I believe it's going to be one of these, you know, sneak up kind of deals that I don't think nobody will be looking for. You got Rob Portman, Republican of Ohio, and you got Rand Paul, and then you got also Condoleezza Rice, which I think is way out of the fit for what they're trying to do. But at the same time, you know, she's making this front run, and she will be definitely a good candidate in the Republican ticket, on the Republican ticket of Mitt Romney. So I believe in the end, I believe Rob Portman, who, you know, Romney may typically pick because of his demeanor, his status, and, you know, his contributions and endorsement versus Rand Paul. But these are the main two front runners that you got on the Romney ticket. And so that's what's up with that campaign as far as the tax problems and everything else. That seems to be something that's going just going to be a snowball effect all the way down the hill, I believe, up until the election, or up until he open up his hand and show his tax returns from 2000 up until, because he only showed 2010. From 2000 up until 2011. So all the rest of that is disclosed, and everything that, you know, they're trying to get him to show from the Obama administration over to what he has in his accounts overseas and all that. It's going to really take a big plague. And Obama's up front, I believe, 43, something like that. He's like 7 points up right now. So,
wow,
yeah,
man. All right, then, man. I tell you what, man. That's our boy right there. He'll have more news coming up later on in the broadcast. It's 42 after the hour. Right here on B97 FM and B93 FM, man, we definitely doing it big. We are your number one station that's singing you, baby. We are the Bumblebee, man. B97 FM, representing that St. Louis, man. We are definitely doing it big out of St. Louis, Dallas, Fort Worth. Dallas, Fort Worth, all the way to St. Louis. Gotta say a big shout out to my boy DJ Lee and B. And we also got to say a big shout-out to my boy DJ Earthman doing it real big at B97 FM. And also a big shout-out to our boy DJ Taz. Y'all can check them out on the late night doing it real big. And also check out our first lady of B97, Miss JoJo. We love you, girl. We definitely doing it real big. What we going to do, we're going to go to a song. When we come back, I see you, 817-692. I see you, 315-822. I see you, 404. 453. We'll be getting y'all phone calls coming up next, so don't go nowhere. You definitely tune in to the hottest new radio station across the country, B93 FM. And also a big shout out to everybody listening to us all across the country, and our podcast to people that's listening to, yeah, we got a lot of people that listen to the podcast, man, that's not able to listen to the show right then. So what they do, they go back and listen to the podcast. So big shout out to everybody doing that. All right, y'all, man, we're going to go to another station music break and play some more music. When we come back, we got shout out. Hopefully legendary DJ Dunn will be calling in. And tonight, we got a very important program, because a lot of you rappers out there, and I'm going to keep it real, a lot of you rappers out there, y'all rap, but you don't know the history of where hip-hop comes from. So tonight, we're bringing on, yeah, that's right, tonight, we're bringing on legendary DJ Dunn. And DJ Dunn worked with all the major old school famous rappers. He'll be on the show tonight. You guys can call in and talk. And we're going to talk about the real history behind hip-hop. How did hip-hop get started? Who started hip-hop? Okay? So we ain't playing. On this show, we're trying to educate you. Last night, we had Jazzy Lady. They called into the show to talk about the most important paperwork. Man, we got, if you don't think we got educated, we got educated. So it's definitely going down. Oh, man, it went down last night. But big shout out to our boy, DJ Earthman. And like I say, it went down on last night. It went down. Jazzy Lady rocked the house. She talked about the most important thing
this hip of the real deal behind the music scene. Tonight we're gonna be kind of laid back because DJ Dung is gonna give us the history, what's behind hip hop. I'm telling artists, independent artists, you can't go any further if you don't know where you're going. You need to know the story behind. You know, y'all know what I'm trying to say. You need to know behind the scenes of how hip hop got started. That way, when you go for the future, you know, y'all know what I'm talking about. I can't say it, but I can't figure it out. All right, y'all. All right, we'll be right back, y'all. Y'all know what I'm talking about, though. Y'all know Dirty B Praise. My boss is calling me. Big shout out to DJ Earthman. We'll be right back. You tune in to B97 FM. We your station that's stinging you. We'll be right back, y'all. It's going down. Let's see. I think it's going down. Is it going down? Oh, yeah, it's going
all
down.
All the way down. B97.
All the way. I'm so damn pumped up, I don't know what to do.
All right,
y'all. We'll be right back.
All right, then. That's what's up.
Hey, yo. This mixtape be crunctified.
Looking in the eye,
All right, y'all, man. We're definitely doing it real big right here on B97 FM, man. I got to say a big shout-out to everybody out there that's listening to us, man. My boy right here, John, doing this damn thing. You cool, man? You cool? You doing your damn thing, man?
Hey, I'm doing it big time cheesing, you know what I'm saying? It's
he said big time cheesing. Oh, wait a minute. Well, I tell you what, our guest for tonight has arrived. Everybody that's listening, we're going to be coming to the phone lines in America. We want you guys to get your questions together. We have a pioneer brother with us tonight who's going to give us the real history behind hip-hop. We trying to educate a lot of you independent artists out there, y'all rapping, but don't know the history behind hip-hop. Well, we got legendary DJ Dunn live with us right now, right here on B97 FM Radio. We're doing it big. Welcome to the show, legendary DJ Dunn, Mix Master, is live with us right now on the hottest station.
Yes,
we are your station that's stinging you 24/7, baby, B97 FM. Welcome to the show, DJ Dunn. Legendary DJ Dunn. Old school DJ Dunn is in the building. Welcome to the show, man. What's going down, man?
Yeah, you got your one and only, the legend DJ Dunn, right here on the radio with y'all.
Already, man. Welcome to the show, man. I am honored to have the legendary DJ who's been on the radio for many years, who's been doing it real big for a long time, who worked with many people across the country, man, from famous people to local people, man. I'm honored to have you. I don't know what to say. John, we got a famous legendary on the show with us right now.
Oh, hats off. You know, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to have you on the show tonight. And I think I got one of the first questions.
Wait a minute! Don't answer the question yet. We need to get the history behind this, man. We want with everybody to hear the history first. DJ Legendary, DJ Dunn, tell us the history. How did you get started in radio? Let's talk about your DJ years before we go into the other different questions. Cause we're gonna open up the phone lines tonight. We're gonna get into a little history about hip hop. We want all of this. But DJ Dunn, you got the flow now. Everybody is listening to you right now worldwide. Go ahead on.
Hey, I thank God for, you know, keeping me alive for, you know, for 50 years and stuff and 25 years in the entertainment business. But like I said, I started this thing before we called hip hop. It was called the rhymes, and it comes all the way down to our African roots when we started. And like I said, when they came out with the hip hop, that's when Sugar Hill Gang, Curtis Blow, my Uncle Blowfly, and all them, that's when they came out. But when as the DJs, we came up with this thing called the rhymes when we was in our upper grade school and stuff. So I started back in 1976, and you know that's way back and stuff. So when we performed doing shows live on stage, we came out with the wax turntables and, you know, all kind of little instrumental things that's on the stage from guitar to the drums and all that. And that's how, and when you come to our show, it was like going to a George Clinton show. So we packed up with 45 to 50,000 people around the United States and overseas.
Wow, man. Go ahead, on, John. Ask some questions, John. Go ahead. Because I'm talking to y'all.
I was going to say, because I know the phone lines are going to blow up because of just what he said, just that part of the history, and not even going into great detail, even in that much of the history that he just gave, bringing the era of hip-hop. But I was going to say, before he even said any of that, the thing came to mind, because you said 76, and I'm definitely 76, baby. And big shout-out goes to all of the 70 babies. That's why we are the best. Because we came from that era, through that era. But I was going to say, Hotel, Holiday Inn, what does that bring back to mind?
Hey, well, you know, that's my, you know, that's my family, the Sugar Hill Gang and everything. So, you know, like I said, when they came back in, like, in 1980 when they started coming out. And so what they did, they needed an underground DJs, and they called us up and stuff because, like Tom joining a lot of them, they discover us and stuff. And so we had a lot of things to do before they even let us black folks to do shows and stuff, for like, you know, like the amphitheater in Chicago, you know, any little old thing. So sometimes we had to go in the back door just to do a show, and when it comes to white clubs or anything. So we had to go in the back door. We can't go in the front door. So it takes a way back to the, you know, the Cotton Club and all that and stuff. So, and you know, and what we call the Sugar House. And I don't know if y'all know ever heard of the Sugar House, and that's where a lot of the black entertainment was, you know, like that was like in the backyard of the Cotton, you know, the Cotton Club and all them. So I mean, it goes way back, and you know, it was, and what we when we started this deal called the Rhymes, you know, with the Rhymes that when you was doing it in school, you know, like the Jack and Jill went up the hill and all that stuff, and then but what we did, we took the Rhymes and we put beats to it. And people used to, kids used to laugh about it and stuff, because they thought it was a lyrics and funny. It's how you put a rhyme right into the, taking like Jack and Jill, all this other type of stuff. So people used to crack up and laugh about it, because we used to do it on bongos. We did it on bongos to guitar, bass guitar, lead guitar, and then the turntable. And then we before we did breakdancing, we had the African tradition dance that get out on the stage. So We got a big standing ovation in school for all that.
Yeah.
Wow, man, that's amazing, man. I'm just amazed. I'm impressed. I'm very impressed. For those who are just now tuning in to us right here on B97, the B 97 FM, man, we're talking live with legendary DJ Dub, Mix and Master, man, the cat that actually helped start it. The hip hop game was one of the pioneers of hip hop, and tonight we're talking about the history of hip hop. How did hip hop get started, man? Let's talk about that, DJ Dumb, man, because a lot of these young people, they out here rapping, but they really don't know the history behind hip hop. So, kind of give us the history how hip hop really got started. Who started hip hop? Was it Cool in the Game? Was it Sugar, whatever they call it? What was it then? Who started the real deal behind hip hop?
Okay, back in hip hop, it was Sugar Hill Gang, and it wasn't them. It was like my uncle them, Blowfly. It was the older kids, like about 45 years old, the guys that, you know, the old school cats. And then turn around, then the old school cat from Public Enemy. So what we did, hip hop, everybody take hip hop in another term. Hip hop is really in the soul of you, and you got to be, before you come to hip hop, you got to be come out of as a music note, and the music note is in your soul. So what come out of your soul come out your mouth, and you got to energize the hip hop in the real life of it. It's not about money or calling a woman out of her name, because our woman is considered our queen as we consider as the king. So everybody twisting hip hop in a different kind of way, but that's why we coming back in 2013 to make a change and bring the old roots of hip-hop back, and where we can sit down and train all the new hip-hop about the history of soul hip-hop.
Let's talk about this, DJ. DJ Dunn, let's talk about this, and then we're gonna take some phone calls. We got floods, and we got a line full of people calling into the show all across the country, man. So we definitely want to go to the phone lines and talk to the people, man. But let's talk about this, man. We know right now hip-hop is almost, I mean, the hip-hop is major in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, man. But you're looking at the scene, the whole music scene, the whole hip-hop scene. How's hip-hop changed within the past 10 years that you know about, and why? Let's talk
Okay, I'll tell you right now. What throws the monkey wrench inside of hip hop is when NWA and everybody start coming out with it and stuff. So the thing is that hip hop was turned. I mean, it was angry about hip hop inside of NWA. With Eric and all the rest of them. It's because they were so mad about what was going inside the community, and that what we was fighting about the community. We weren't talking about, you know, talk about the cars and everything else. We were talking about our community. It's about saving our community. But one night. One thing I want to break down to y'all is what y'all seeing right today in front of you right now is the same way was happening back in the old school days. Police was beating everybody. The government was paying the police officers enough, much as people was off this earth as much as they can to save more money on this earth.
So what we are going to stand back into the revolution to fight the power again inside of this hip hop of 2013, and we want all the new generation to come join us before y'all can get to knowing what this revolution of hip hop is about.
I tell you what, DJ, DJ, don't go nowhere, man. We're gonna go ahead and go to the phone line. Everybody that's calling in, you can do your shout out, but we want you to ask questions to Legendary DJ Dunn. This is your opportunity, independent artists. Everybody that's listening, this is your opportunity to be able to ask this man anything you want about the real deal about hip hop. So we're going live to the phone lines right now. We're going live to 313 area code. We're going live right now. You're live on the radio with DJ Dunn. 313-844, you're live on the radio with Legendary DJ Dunn.
DJ Dunn, what's good? Man, DJ Donnie B, what it do?
Hey, what's up?
Man, y'all already know that it's your man, DJ Killer Kev, Team Grand City, Your World in the building.
Okay,
no,
okay.
Shout out to DJ Don, man. What's good, bro?
Oh,
hey, what's going on?
DJ
going
Killer
on?
Killer. Oh, what's up, man? Welcome to the show, man. That's my boy. I was mad. He always called into the show. Man, you know what? I know you got a lot to say, man. You know who we talking to, man. We talking to Legendary DJ Dunn, who was back then where the hip-hop history started, man. I know you got some questions for Legendary DJ Dunn, man. DJ Kim, I'm going to let you do your damn thing.
Oh, this is what I want to ask you. You know, what made you different that made you legendary as far as, like, on your business aspect? What kept you relevant as far as on the business aspect?
Okay, well, there's a lot of things you have to look at inside of back in the days, how to board a lot of the record companies and how to get out here and really promote. Because when we promote ourselves, we were selling albums out of the trunks and cassettes and 8-tracks out of the trunk where everybody can buy music just to cut the other record company down. So that's why now the tradition of why they're making these CDs out, everybody getting out there and making their own CD, it goes back the same way we were selling music out of the trunk. So if, when you get out there and put yourself into by getting out there and work for yourself and work hard, and everybody want to know how you become a legend, the way you come out there to become a legend is to become household name the way we became, like Sugar Hill and all us, is because we went out there and we put so much work in there. We had to go around there, put up with so much bull and stuff, and, you know,
right.
Get threaded,
right.
You know.
Right. Well, see, like, did y'all know about publishing and copyrights and trademarking? Those type of things, like at that particular time, or was like, did y'all get ripped off for a lot of y'all songs because you didn't actually understand the aspect of the music part of the business? You know what I'm saying? I mean, as far as the business part of the music, you know what I'm saying? Like you know, because I know, like, back then, a lot of people didn't understand the importance of copywriting and trademarking and your publishing, you know, and a lot of people got their music took from them, and it was, you would hear the same group. It'll be the same song with the same formation type of group, but with different voices on your record, you know. But they had theirs tight. They had their business together. They knew understand about trademarking. Like, did you guys understand the importance of copyrighting and trademarking?
That's a good question.
Okay, on that point, I'm gonna bring it to you how we was doing it, how they did us. Inside of us, our managers and agents, they handled a lot of the business for us. But a lot of things was behind our back, you know, money-wise, paperwork and all that. So we never know the book, what was going on. So I think back in the days, it was about learning the street knowledge of the hip-hop. The thing is, what I said, they would never tell us what was in our book and how much money was coming. Sometimes we can do so many shows, and we might make up like about $5. Just for that day of show. Or we might make up like probably $10 just for that show. When our music was selling at least over $100,000 worth of copy, and then they sit up there and they pay us $20. You know what I'm saying? So it goes way
back.
But
back then, $25 was a lot of money back then. When you
I mean, it was a lot of money, but when you sit up there and you got a group like us, like about four of us, group like me, Reverend Ike, Tony T, and DJ Raji, when you got us like that, and we try to cut, we got to split that $20 bill of four, that's like $5. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
So you know, gas was real. Oh, yeah, that was fine and dandy, but you got to look at the expenses, all the expenses they was making off of us. So only thing they want us to do, okay, let me break it down to you, what you, your question. What we need, only thing they want us to do is show up and do the show. That's it. That's all.
Wow. That is, that's what I say too, man. That's amazing, wow, man. Here we go. We talking, for those who did not tune in to us on B97 FM and B93, we talking to legendary DJ Doug and my boy DJ Killers live with us, and we talking about the real deal behind hip-hop and the history of hip-hop. Go ahead, man. Go ahead. Y'all take the flow. I'm loving it.
I just got one more question, like, What is the best advice that you can give to any artist, whether they've been in the game 15 years or whether they've been in the game 2 months? You know, what would be the best advice as far as, like, to keep their name everlasting that you can get them?
Okay, if you want to reach the type to be a legend and everything, the best thing to do, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm gonna give you some advice, and I need you to take this advice because it's really important for y'all get to hear this. When you go inside of a club and you're going against, okay, I say about 5, 6, 7, 8 artists inside a club, you're never gonna be known. It's become like a karaoke night or hip hop. So you want to get out there and get you a manager to get out there and make that manager work, because your manager got to work with you and you got to work with your manager. You know what I'm saying? So the thing is that don't never go to the middleman. Just go to the DJ inside the club. Go to the owner and talk to the owner. Let him put your music out there in the club. But don't never perform in the club. That's where you give yourself away at. Let them play your music in the club. And then people's going to love it. They're going to feel it. They're going to want to know who this artist is. And then that's how you start getting booked.
Wow. Okay. What do you say? I got to answer this real quick, DJ Dumb. What do you say to other DJs out there? Like DJ Killer is a DJ, I'm a DJ. What advice would you give to us as DJ? What do you think should be our step to really trying to get these independent artists out there? Because sometimes we can get these independent artists out there, but they really don't listen to what we got to say. So what's the best way to get the independent artists to listen to what we're trying to say as far as with the music scene goes?
Okay.
Let's talk about that.
As being a DJ and stuff, and because we deal with, we had a lot of things going on with the rappers, the R&B, the pop, the funk, the disco, a lot of performance. Cause like I opened a lot of shows with like Madonna and a lot of and Heavy D and everybody. So what I was saying about DJs, the only thing the DJs got to realize is that if the artists don't want to hear you out and everything, They're gonna sooner or later they're gonna have to stand in back of that line, cause they're gonna want to be here. They got to be heard out and get their music out there. So it's good that artists and DJs work together. It's good that a manager work with that artist and stuff. So the main thing it is that if you feel like somebody is slowing you down, wasting your time, and they get harassing you too much about this deal, sometimes you gotta let, it's not hurting them, but they hurt themselves in the middle. So it's not your fault. So don't never blame yourself on an artist, whatever they do, because they gotta get out there and work with you. And artists knows that.
Wow, that's some good advice, y'all. We talking live with legendary DJ Dumb right here. Hey, DJ Killer, don't you go anywhere, man. You stay where you at too, man.
All right, man. Well, listen.
Yeah,
right,
man.
Here.
You stay where you at, man, because we got to come back to you, man, because you got a lot of knowledge too, man. And these artists, they need that knowledge, man. So I tell you what we're gonna do right now. We're going back live to the phone lines, man. We got a lot of people calling in, floods of calls are coming in. I want to definitely thank all the promoters out there that's promoting this radio show right now. We got a lot of promoters. Big shout out to Ray, who's on Facebook right now promoting the show. And a shout out to everybody else out there that's promoting the show right now. All right, we're going live to Aaron 817692. State your name, your city, and also you're talking live with DJ Dumb right now.
Yo, what's up? This is Apocalypse. You know what I'm saying? But I want to say what's up to DJ legendary DJ Dumb and to DJ Donnie B. How y'all doing?
Hey, pretty good, man. Already, man. What's going on with you, man? Welcome to the show, man. You got any questions for legendary DJ Dumb?
And now, right now, I'm just sucking up the knowledge, man. I do have a comment. I just want to say, man, thank you for, spending your time and dropping these jewels on us younger artists, man, because, I want to give it up what credit is due, you know what I'm saying? You know, got to give respect to the pioneers, because without, you know what I'm saying, without you, there's no us, you know?
Yeah,
and I appreciate you taking your time out to drop them jewels on us.
Thank you, thank you. I'm here to do that, you know, to keep this hip hop alive, but I need everybody to come together. And like I said, we're gonna be coming back out, bringing the old school tradition, and I like to get all the generation to come together and join me as we make a stand and unite together, and that's the only way we can make it.
Oh shoot, no doubt. Let's ride.
Let me ask you this, legendary DJ Dunn. What do you think we need to do as a whole hip hop community? Because it seems like one of the biggest problems that a lot of independent artists have been telling me is that they cannot get their music played on the radio. A lot of independent artists are saying, "Hey, Dunn, what do we need to do? The radio stations are not listening to us." While you formerly working at a radio station, and DJ Killer work at a radio, formerly work at a radio station, we all have. What would you say to the independent artists out there that's looking for that type of information? What do they need to do to get their music out there, to really get it, to even get the program, the music director to listen to them about their music?
Well, like I said, once I get off the line, I want you to be able to drop the give DJ Killer my number and everything. But what I wanted to do is, I got something planned for everybody. And I keep saying, you know, you don't want to get out there and talk about it. You just want to bring it. But the thing is, what I got planned, how to top this radio station stuff, what we finna get ready to do is start taking on TV, on air, here in Dallas. So I'm working on that now. It's going to be a live radio on TV. And we got people like DJ Killer, everybody, they be able to bring these shows on air and TV, because TV is really about to start taking over.
Right, that's true. I definitely agree with you on that. So what you're saying is, man, TV is a little bit more powerful than radio.
Yeah, what it is, this is what we got to think. Well, we got something planned. It's called a radio TV. That means it got radio DJs in there. And what the radio DJ do? They bring all these different artists that they know. Each DJ that bring an artist that they know and bring them onto that show and stuff. So that's how we're gonna cross over most of the radio stations, like internet radio, like YouTube and all them. This stuff would be all hooked together with the radio TV. That's what we got in plan, me and most of the other legends.
Wow, that's going to be big, man. You definitely keep us posted on that so we can let our listeners know about that. Man, you got any more quick questions? You got another quick question for him real quick, man? Jake?
Well, yeah, man. You know, first, the brother before me, asked the question about the longevity in the game. How did you go about that? You pretty much sold that up, you know. But as far as the artist that's kind of what you say, not per se in line with today's kind of sound, you know, like the Lil Wayne sound, you know, not to knock on Lil Wayne and none of them, you know, but you know, that's not in per se in line with that kind of sound, you know, which means you may get less attention from the radio. You know, if you have your own unique flavor, your own unique style, how would you really go about as far as getting that pushed on the radio, you know? Because you don't really go with a popular formula, you know, with what everybody's doing today. How would you really go about trying to push that, you know, as to try to get radio play and stuff like that?
That's a good question.
The main thing, how you get that push and stuff, is that we take people like ourselves. It takes the legends and stuff to get into with these radio stations and go in there, and we sit down and we have a meeting with these radio stations. And cause everybody paying his tax dollars to keep these radio stations going, cause how you think that's how they get the money? It's paying off the tax dollars where it goes inside these radio stations to keep them going. And it's like the same thing. If the radio station, they don't have money coming in, that radio station, that registration won't last too long. So the thing is that our main thing is to start getting together and start changing up. I know some people hate to hear what I'm finna tell you. The way you becoming to make a name, and how you make a statement, is make a real statement out here about your community, what goes on inside to this deal. That's how you become legends. It's about, we'll talk about what's around you, what's inside, what goes inside abusing, police brutalities, everything. That's the voice that everybody want to hear. And it's like, Because that's like if you're going watching TV and you're watching the news, you could become a news by putting your music on there. And people will pay for so much money because everybody wants something to hear about.
Information is what you're saying, information.
Yeah.
People looking for that different type of information. That's it. That is definitely a good one. Well, I'll tell you what, Jay, we appreciate you calling in, man. We got, this is crazy, y'all. And for the past two nights, we've been having floods of people calling in to the show. This is crazy. I'm looking at 52 calls. People calling in. Go ahead.
All right, well, you know, Jay, you know, people with unique sounds that doesn't match a Lil Wayne, that doesn't match a trait, you know, you still, because it's all in your trademark, you trademark your own sound. You don't want to sound like nobody because, think about it, you want to create your own trend to get your own fans. Now, you can use some of the formulas that Lil Wayne used, but as long as you got your unique sound, you got your picture together, you got your marketing together, and you hitting all these DJs, different DJ organizations, and staying in tune with the DJ, and the DJ is playing your music. DJs work on air. DJs is who spin your music. It's not the online personality that's talking. It's the DJ. So therefore, to get your music played on air, you have to go about all of the correct marketing tools as far as super internet promo, I stress that so much because in the 2012, because ever since, I put it to you like this, ever since 2000, it has been where internet rules the world. DJ Don was saying, like with the television, visual, as long as you stay in people's face, how can you?
Yeah, because he
you
making
have
a point.
To stay in the people's face, you know, and
yeah,
because
he's making a point on that. He's making a point on that.
With your marketing, you know what I'm saying, and with your unique sound, as long as your music is mixed and mastered correctly, not saying you went to your boy in the basement because he charged you $35 to make a master, no. If you have to spend $500-$600 to get your shit mixed, and you got to spend another $200 to get it mastered, you have to do
quality.
What you have to do. You got to keep in mind.
You got to get the quality. It's all about quality.
You have to have quality.
That's right.
You have to have marketing. You have to, in order to move forward. Other than that, you're not going to move forward.
And then when you get on these stages, put on a show. Don't put on a play. Put on a show. Make your show like a concert. Get your hype man to hype the crowd up. That's how you get your fan base.
Man.
And you get, hold on, wait a minute. You got to have you a bomb DJ too.
Oh, yeah, you got your DJ. That DJ is going to play your sound. He's going to play your soundtrack. Without the DJ, what you gonna do?
That's true.
What you gonna do? Just lift something?
Hey, DJ, done it.
Wow, that's what I'm talking about. We talking about the real. We talking about the real knowledge tonight, man. That's what it's all about. For those who just now tuned into us on B97 FM, man, we talking to the legendary DJ Dunn, DJ Killer Live with us right now. And we're giving you the real deal, the history behind hip hop. And I'm telling you, man, it's definitely going down the sucker night straight. We doing nothing but, you know, teaching our up-and-coming artists out there that trying to get into the music business, man. Because a lot of people think that it's easy getting into this hip-hop, man.
Nope.
Let's talk about that real quick.
It's not that easy. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of spending night inside the studio to make sure your track is right. Make sure them needles is in the middle. Don't make sure that your voices overpower your music or your music overpower you. Because everybody want to hear solid. And DJ Killer and all of them know about when it comes to spinning that music. It got to be quality and it got to be solid.
The sound producer got to be
A-4. Because if I'm playing Jay-Z and then I play Drake, because, you know, when I'm mixing, I want all my levels to be good. And then when I go to your music, it's 0.5 notches up under where it should be. I'm gonna skip that one, and I ain't playing it no more. It's on to the next.
You want to be able to tap your feet and move your head. If you could tap your feet, it sounds good.
Yeah.
If you could tap your feet.
Wow. Not only that, man, you want people to be dancing to your music, jamming to your music,
If you go into the club
and then all of a sudden, man, the DJ playing that music and ain't nobody dancing, bumping to it, and getting on that dance floor, y'all, you know
what?
And
they walking off.
That's a sign.
It's time to go back into the studio and do some more work. It's time to go back in the studio and do some more work. Hey, but you like he said earlier, he got to make some point. If you want quality, you're going to spend some money for quality. If you want something for a dollar, you're just going to get just what you're going to get.
Go get your
now, you know what? Now you know I'm talking about
dry burger.
For real.
Dry burger.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's real talk right there.
I'm going to be getting a lot of DJs because we're going to be looking for DJs for the field of mix masters because, you know, my two brothers passed away, Reverend Ike and Tony T, you know, back in 90. So I'm going to be having an audition of the battle of the DJs who got the juice, the real juice. That means you got to know how to do tricks with the turntable. That means you got to be almost like the Whispers or the Temptations up on that stage by doing like the different tricks. Because that's what the Mixmaster was about. We was like the Hum the Gold Trotters, but we was on 6 turntables mixing.
Now, that's a man who got talent.
So
exactly.
That's what
that's
I'm going to be
right
doing. I'm going to be looking for DJs. I want DJs on the real wax. Instead of on the wheel of steel. You know what the wheel of steel is?
But you know what, man?
You got
The DJs really got lazy, man. You know, we more into now this technology don't got so powerful. We can DJ online, we can DJ on the computer now. It don't even matter no more.
but we finna really change that back in for 2013. We going back to the original.
Let me ask you this.
What's that?
What inspired you? This is a twofold question. What inspired you, or who inspired you, and how? What is the difference now between rap and hip hop?
That's a good question. I like that.
What's the difference about rap and hip hop? I'll break it down like this. Anybody can do rap, even a kid. Okay, does that make a question? Anybody can do rap. But can you really do hip-hop from out of your soul? Now, check that out. Anybody can do rap. You can get a country guy do rap. You can get a guy that do rock and roll do a rap. But can anybody do the real or hip-hop of soul of hip-hop?
You got me thinking on that one. I don't know what to say on that one.
Okay, let me break it down to you. The difference of rap is that you get anybody just get on the mic and just say what they want to say. Some don't even rhyme. So you might as well, I'll say
hey,
it like
Jackie
this.
Jackie Jill went up the hill.
See, you take poetry. Poetry is the hottest thing that hits you. If you want to read somebody's soul, you got to take your hip hop. That's what I said. Hip hop and soul is your poetry. That's how you get into people's soul.
That is so true.
Now you see the whole difference. You see the whole
so
difference now. Hip hop and soul is the thing of poetry. If you want to get a girl, you're gonna do hip hop because you're gonna hit her soul. If you want to get people's attention, you're gonna hit hip hop and get and hit their soul. And they're gonna remember every lyric what you said. So you want people to remember your rap. I mean, not your rap. Let me stay away from rap, but your hip hop of soul.
Let's take some more phone calls. The phone line is lit up. We going live to area code 314. You are live on B97 FL. Who is this?
Hey, man, what's happening, man? It's DJ Earthman, B97, baby.
What's up, DJ Earthman, the owner, the CEO, what we talking about? Y'all know what we talking about. B97. Y'all been hearing me talk about B97 throughout the show. What's going on, boss?
Hey, man, I'm right here. Here checking out the show, man. Big up to Don.
man, showing that knowledge, giving that knowledge out. That's why I try to preach to these youngsters up here in the loop. You know what I mean? A lot of these kids today that's call themselves rappers and hip-hop, they don't forgot one thing. They need to go back and learn. Back in the States.
Yeah, we got to go back to the roots. Got to get back down to the roots. Because what we need to do to the new generation is get them some new seeds where they can plant it out there and water it, and where it can make the hip-hop of soul grow again.
Right, there you go.
You got new generation babies is born, but they're born with the soul. If you notice how they come out, they sit back there and they observe what you talking about. But they would peep you out and change you.
Right, right, yeah. And I tell all these young cats up here in the Lou, you know, these 14, 13-year-olds want to do something big. I tell them, hey, you ever heard of Run DMC, Curtis Blow, Sugar Hill Gang? Hit me like I'm crazy, see? I said, now you got to
go back. Don't forget the Mixmasters.
Right, Mixmasters and all that. And I tell them, I said, hey, let's go back to school here. You want to learn something, let's start in the 60s. 70s.
Yeah.
Learn about all that. And that's how you're going to get yourself together.
Yes, sir. They got me lined up to do a lot of booking. I got to get ready to go to Atlanta, Florida, and a lot of things because they want me to come out and start teaching a hip-hop, a soul of knowledge where everybody can get, because everybody want to become legends, but they don't know who to go to, because you can't take somebody that ain't never been there. So you got to go there. You got to go all the way down in disco, where disco was at there. You know, everybody realized it was a lot of rhymes going inside of disco. Madonna came out with rhymes. A lot of people, the Jackson 5 came out with rhymes.
Right.
And so it goes way deep. It goes way deep. But we just was the DJs that played behind all of them. When they said they need a fill-in, we filled in for them.
Right, right, right.
Heavy D and the rest of them.
Right, and that's one thing with, you can ask Donnie there, with B97, what we want to do, that's why I want to do twice a week in B97, all independent artists. There's a lot of good independent artists, which none of the top name radio stations won't play, but I'll throw it out on the internet and I'll make sure everyone.
He will.
And I want all these young cats going, it's getting up there, and you want your stuff known. I agree with my man Don here. You got to put a story behind what you're singing.
You got to put a story in.
You got to.
If you got to say Lottie Dottie, who wants to party? That's a story.
I remember that
if
one.
You want
to,
you listen to Slick Rick and all them. They got a story behind. You listen to my ex girlfriend. I'll tell you about my ex girlfriend Roxanne. I know y'all know Roxanne Shante.
Right.
Hey, wait a minute, one of these Roxanne.
Yeah, that's one of my ex. And JJ Fed and all them. I work with all them cats. I work with a lot of people.
Damn.
And the record crew.
And let me say,
go ahead, DJ Irvin.
That's a lie.
Yeah, so I'll tell you.
LL, come on.
But it's a lot out there. It's a lot of talent out here. But everybody needs to challenge their talent. Don't, if you're a hater, you got a dream. You got a dream. Don't hate on somebody else what they do. You got a dream inside of yourself. Find it deep inside of your soul and watch out your dream, because you will not let nobody hate on your dream.
Right.
So anybody that get hate on, take them hater bricks and build your future.
Right, right.
Man, we got a lot of people on Facebook right now. Her name, let me see. Samantha out of Dallas, Texas, want to know what motivates you to keep doing what you're doing. That's coming from Samantha from Dallas, Texas, on Facebook.
What makes me keep doing what I'm good? What motivates me is the man upstairs, God. My mighty
Amen.
God, the one that keeps me going. You know, like with me, I have bone cancer, but is I'm going to let that stop me? No, I'm not going to let that stop me. I was born with the mic in my hand. So the first time I was born, my mother gave me a toy mic. So she said that it's going to be something about you. You're going to be a leader. You're going to get out here and lead, just like with the Black Panther movements. I got into all that. You know, I was the speaker. You know, so that's what I am. I'm a speaker inside of hip-hop. And just to teaching everybody, hey, all this killing, this fighting and all that got to stop. Because they doing the job. These people out here doing the job for us by killing us. So we got to stop and start standing together and start growing and start going back into these parks again and start having the real music, the live bands, and
right.
the DJs out there, the DJs that get out there with these live bands. But see, just like I said, when y'all see us come back again, you will see a show. It's almost like going to a George Clinton show. You're going to see DJs, live bands on the same stage, dance, break dancers, African dance, tradition dance, all kind of dances are going to be going. It's going to be a universal dance. I mean, a universal show. If you want to see a real universal show.
Wow. Man, that's amazing. We talking live with legendary DJ Don. The phone line is lit up. Man, hey, DJ Earthman, it's crazy what's happening right now, DJ Earthman.
Hey, baby, I hear it, man. That's what the D is all about. You know, that's the information. And like I said, that young man that called this, how can he be known? Dude, I agree with Tom. You tell a story behind it. Social media is powerful, man. You got Facebook, Skype, MySpace, all this stuff. You got to tell a story behind what you're singing, what you're rapping about. Like you say, take a video camera, go out to your community and talk to young kids, go into the barbershops and all this stuff. And
right.
then mix your rap in with it. Slam that thing up on YouTube. Send us a track. We'll play it. I would tell people to go to the roof.
All that I want y'all to do is just show up at the show when that time hits. I want everybody to get ready to show up. Cause just checking me on Facebook. You go on my Facebook and look for DJ Don Thompson, and you'll see the logo with the old school on there. And I know a lot of y'all heard of Texas Explosion Entertainment on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So that's me. I'm the founder of Texas Explosion Entertainment and the Legend Star Game Production. So he was a part of inside of the movie called Breakdance, and I know y'all heard, of the movies out there, Crush Groove, D Street, and all of them. That's us.
Yeah.
Third
boy, old song.
Some that wasn't in that 76 generation. Third
boy, old
song.
Yeah. Hey.
Look,
hey,
break the food.
Oh, man.
Do y'all remember the voice behind a lot of these tracks? The one you hear the word Johnny B already know about the word called All Yeah. A lot of that stuff is my samples. That's a lot of my samples. I'll give you a little taste of it. It's like All Yeah. So this is what you hear in your tracks now on turntables, keyboards. So it's a lot out there. I've been doing a lot of samples for a lot of tracks.
Man, that is
you do a lot of voiceover. DJ Airman may want you to do some voiceover for his radio station.
Oh yeah, I could do that. They want me to do. Some shows coming up with the car shows. They want me to host a lot, but I don't call it host. I'm gonna use it in an old school term. Everybody don't want to talk about it in old school term. It's called hype.
Yep.
See, host and hype is almost the same thing. Like we call it the hype, but they call it the host now.
So
when you out there hosting shows, you up there getting the crowd going. But we call it a hype because we put the power to the people and make them just do everything. Throw your hands in there. We tell everybody what to do. It's like what I'm saying, Simon Says.
I got you.
Wow. I tell you what, DJ. DJ Don. We got floods of people calling in. Let's go ahead on and go live from the phone line, man. It's crazy. If y'all want to call in to kick the shouts out. You talk loud with DJ Dunn. It's 347-989-1725. 347-989-1725. We're going to go live to 210-689. You live on the phone lines with my main man, DJ, legendary DJ Dunn.
Yeah, hi. This is Sheila, a.k.a.
Hey,
Queen
Sheila.
B.
Hey, Sheila.
How you doing, Sheila?
I'm doing great. I heard his name is DJ. I'm sorry, though. I don't want to mess it
DJ
up.
DJ Dunn. DJ Dunn.
DJ
Legendary. DJ Dunn.
Y'all got to excuse me. I'm a cougar. So that means that, you know, I'm a little ahead of you guys. So I have to catch up with the young guys. But I got a chat room, and I got a lot of young ladies out of New York. DJ Dunn, where are you located?
I'm right here in Austin, Texas. I moved here, and I moved out of Hollywood, California. I think I'm doing a last spin with Team Wolf 2.
Oh, okay. So you all over the place. Okay.
Yeah, from movies, right. From movies to Capitol Record, Motown, and all of them.
Well, I'm in Texas, so hopefully, you know, I'll be hanging out with Donnie B. Hopefully, I'll run into
right
you.
Well,
I love
you.
I love those celebrities.
We love y'all too.
I like to give a shout out to the patio though. The patio music music site. I have a music site. I got two music sites. I got about 100,000 people within the two sites.
Oh, okay, okay.
So,
that'll work.
Yeah, over 1,000 people. So I'm networking and
we all need to come together as a unity.
I just gave a meet and greet for some of the local artists that's on Facebook. We got a lot of them coming in trying to cut out the middleman. And I had a meet and greet in one of the rooms where all the people can come together and patronize them. Those that are making CDs, like I said, and doing their own music and trying to cut out that middleman. So that's what I do. So that's why I'm pretty known. So if you ever hear Queen B, then they talking about Sheila E. That's me.
Oh, okay then. All right, all right.
He's in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
hey, this is what I said. This is Charlie having a good time. What's that? What's going on?
Hey, you know, we got to have you to do some voiceovers real quick. Do some voice for us. Do something for us real quick. Let it hear that voice.
Do a radio broadcast real quick.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, I'll just do one like this. You've been tuning to the one and only, the legend, DJ John, bringing you the super soundtrack. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I like that. I like that. Now, I can take that can with me. That's a good thing like that. I'm just saying.
That's good. That's exact.
I can see DJ Earthman using him to do some old school.
that's what I'm down here for, to bring the old school back. If anybody want me to do a hype the shows up, whatever, hey, get in touch with Donnie B, and Donnie B know how to get in touch with me.
Hey, that'll work right there, man. I definitely appreciate that. Definitely appreciate you for hanging with us tonight here on B97 FM and B93 FM. Big shout out to the radio station, man, for giving us an opportunity, a voice to be able to talk about whatever we want when it comes to hot topics in the community. And speaking of that, DJ Earthman will be broadcasting live this Saturday. DJ Earthman, get him that information real quick.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna start taking B97. We're gonna start hitting these barbers up here in the Lou, and we're gonna talk to all the youngsters, all the kids, and I want the uncles, the grandfathers, the fathers, whoever. I need men's there, men. No ladies allowed. I'm sorry, ladies, but you're not allowed. It's gonna be a strict target.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I just want to talk to these young cats.
She's looking at that.
Like the young man said, y'all get out there and support them. I'm telling you, it's best to get out here and start supporting your people, the artists, everybody that got talent. Get out there and start supporting and show some love. Because you know what? If you show love, they'll show love right back.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's so true.
And it's very important that we get the young kids up here. And you know, we want to know what's going on with them. You know, words are more powerful than a gun. Come on. You know, let's put the gun away and let's speak. You know, let's speak our word. Let's put it out there, man. Let's show the community, hey, that we are somebody. We are somebody, and that's what I want to do. I want to bring all the kids together, and like I said, the uncles, the fathers, the cousins, come on out, show you love, show you support. You're gonna be on radio, and let's talk about the real thing now.
Oh yeah.
Ain't no Jerry Springer like that. This is real.
This is real. It's the real of the,
yeah, no Jerry
coming
Springer.
From the roots.
The real deal.
See, Jerry Springer, just a comedy and a funny show, but this is real to reality.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's so true. Well, okay, all right then. Well, I tell you what, we're going to go to some more music. Y'all definitely tune in to B97 FM. 24 Hours Music Station, man, is doing it real big right here on B97 FM. And what we're going to do right now, we're going to go to some more music. DJ Dunn, you got me feeling bad because I ain't got no old school music in my mix.
Hey, I thought you had one of some odd tracks up there. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey. Well, I'm going to be hitting back in the studios again, so I'm going to be looking. Hey, I'm going to be dropping some bread down to the one who can drop some bad beats for the mix masters. So anybody that got some bad soundtracks, I mean, got bad studio that can carry us in there, because I'm bringing the DJs, the band in there, everything. We all working together. So, like I said, I want to get to meet a lot of the DJs as well, because I want to have a meet and greet with a lot of people, you know, from old school to the new generation, where we all can come in together and work together.
Right, man. That's what's up, man. If anybody want to get in contact with you, DJ Dunn, do you want to give out a phone number that they can get in contact with you?
They can hit me up at 817-217-1469. That's 817-217-1469. And plus, you know, I'm going to be coming out with the ringtone.
Yeah, tell them about that real quick, man. That's pretty cool right there. Let's talk about that real quick.
Well, Dottie B called up on one of my ringtones, and what the thing is like you could get more like the voice like Oh Yeah or some other, you know, whatever you want, and I'll make that ringtone for you, whatever you want on your phone.
That's what's up.
Wow, that's what I'm talking about.
if you want your name on it, I'll say your name on it for you.
We need one to say B97 FM, yo, 24 hours music station.
You know I got you. You know my brother. I got you covered, so you don't got to worry about it. No charge.
Down the
drain. We all family.
we
family. So you know how that goes.
Oh yeah.
But like right. I said, I need everybody to get ready to support what I got going. And I need you to check out on my Facebook. I need everybody to come in. It won't be a part on and follow some on me on Facebook. But when you look over my Facebook, look for DJ Dunn, and you'll see the capital D's. There's two capital D's on there. There's DJ, D-O-N, then T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N, DJ Dunn Thompson. Then you'll see the Texas Explosion logo. It's a fireball. Then you'll see the old school sign on there. You can't miss it. So we know there's a lot of DJ Dons out there running around.
Hey, DJ Dunn.
That's why they call you the legendary.
That's why I say the legendary, because there's only one.
All right, then. I tell you what, man. I'm here. We definitely want to thank you for coming on to the show. And it's official 42 after the hour right here on B97 FM, the number one station 24 hours a day. And we're going to go into our 8-minute mix, R&B mix of the day right here on B97 FM. We'll be right back. Help us to slow it down, everybody. Right here on B97 FM.
Yeah.
most people that know me, I do a lot of talking and everything before songs. This one's here. This is difficult. Hard as the last time when I lost Granny. I'm a jam. You only have one mama. But this is a celebration already. Mama's in a better place. Let God be with you, homie. Yeah. Hey. Hey. I feel my mind. Yo, how could this be? Man, I wish this was a dream. It's killing me. Thinking of the times we spent. Crazy how our days is great. Your love was truly, truly meant. We gon' meet again. I know I feel your spirit in my soul. Now it's time for me to grow. For you, I give my all and souls. No more aches and no more pain. Forever, I will rest your name. Now you're in the better place. I'm trying to make this day my day. I feel my mind.
DJ Rez is in the building.
Trigger nigga. Oh my god, my nigga, see the ass up on that brush. Down, da da dum 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 dum. That food is so retarded. And when it comes to this R&B shit, I'm the
DJ Rez.
Bottom line is, you define it.
Hold up.
Paris, and they going gorillas, huh?
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means.
Hey, bro, you got some curveballs. Grab me one of again, bro.
Nice, get close.
People, go, all right, go, go. Go, go, go.
Round of applause, baby, make that head clap, head clap. Drop it to the floor, make that head clap. Round of applause, baby, make that head clap, head clap. Drop it to the floor, make that head clap. Let me see you. Round of applause, baby, make that head clap, head clap. Drop it to the floor, make that head clap. Round of applause, baby, make that head clap, head clap. Drop it to the floor, make that head clap. Let me see you. Bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, baby, drop it to the floor and bust it, 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 drop it down into.
Bust it like you can't afford a car. You a star, you look in the mirror, you know who you are, right? Cool, take it low, take it way lower than that. I fly private when I go, ain't no layover on that. Yeah, I made it to the top, took a seat, still sitting, man. I'm up at stadium in D.C., still tipping, man. She could've paid tuition 5 times, still stripping. I just sold a couple bills and she'll have a pair of heels. Oh no, there I go, magic tricking on your ass, throwing every present. Except for Nixon on your ass. Make you rich, I feel like I should make commission on your ass. Wonder what you'd ever do if I went missing on your
round
ass.
Round of applause, baby, make that head clap. Drop it to the floor, make that head clap. Round of applause, baby, make that head clap. Drop it to the floor, make that head clap. Let me see you bust it, bust it, bust it. Bust it, bust it, bust it, baby, drop it to the floor and bust it, 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 drop it down into.
Bounce that ass, shake that ass like the twerk team. Hear a long ass pat, shouting mean. That girl look like Halle Berry when I'm on the beam. When I hit the scene, girls yelling in they scream. Soccer, can you be my baby daddy? Pimping like I'm Dolomite, hoes jump in my caddy. Smoke like I got cataract, in the strip club throwing up the fat. Got rats on top of rats, bust that push, make that ass clap, clap, clap. I ain't done with you, baby, bring that ass back. Still got 20, still got 50s, even got them hundreds. Throw some money, I'ma let it go. Walk a flock of flame, better known as Mr. Let It Go.
Baby, make that head clap. Drop it to the floor, make that head clap. Round of applause, baby, make that head clap. Drop it to the floor, make that head clap. Let me see you bust it, bust it, bust it. Bust it, bust it, bust it, baby, drop it to the floor and bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it.
I'm about three, I'm about three, I'm about three, I'm about three.
I'm about that money and I'm about that green head.
I'm about three.
the end getting closer. Money on my mind, pussy on my radar. Bitch, I'm getting paid, I'm on my burning made off. Money talks bullshit, walk, cut the legs off. Aim at your egg, turn that shit to eggnog. And if I fall, my money is my cushion. Niggas can't see me like they not looking. Put a red flag, I pledge of allegiance. Y'all bitches don't want beef like vegans. I don't have a care, and if I do, I take care of it. Haters dead waiting, I ain't with that Paul Bearer shit. Never played lotto, I don't believe in luck. They try to sell me sugar, wasn't sweet enough. Mano was popping, hustle hard, nigga. This that money train, all aboard, nigga.
Now make that motherfucker hammer sound like.
All right, y'all, man, it's definitely going down right here on B97. We in the B97 mix right now, and we're gonna go. We're about to get ready to go to our boy real quick to tell us what's about to take place in the news in a few minutes. Hey, what's going down, John? Man, what we about to start talking about in a few minutes?
Well, with your news update on B97, we're going to be talking about some more politics. We're going to be definitely talking about business and Microsoft. We're going to be talking about Jefferson, Missouri City, and some local St. Louis news on B97, your news update.
All right, that's right, John. We'll be getting in with the B97 news update right here coming up in a few minutes. And definitely want to thank everybody for tuning in to us on this beautiful Tuesday morning or Tuesday afternoon, whatever time you're listening to us on B97 FM. Big shout out to everybody out there. And we're about to get ready to go. We'll be right back out. Let's get back into this mix, B97 mix, baby. We're doing it big. We'll be right back. Going down. Hottest new station, y'all.
I don't know, man, get some ass shots, we're out. Like, woo, bitches ain't poppin', Google my ass. Only time you on the net is when you Google my ass. You fucking little whores, for fucking up my decor. Couldn't get Michael Kors if you was fucking Michael Kors. Big Sean, boy, how big is yo? Give me all your money and give me all your residuals. And slap it on my ass.
Lamborghini, Ferrari, Maserati, Bugatti, Beamers, Benzes, and Billy, Benji's on top of Benji. This cook's got my eyes low like I'm from Hong Kong. Chicks around me with no bras and no thongs on. Maserati, Bugatti, Beamers, Benzes, and Billy, Benji's on top of Benji. This cook got my eyes low like I'm from Hong Kong. Chicks around me with no bras and no thongs on. Chain watches and braces, took rock by the cases. We smack niggas in the face with stacks of big faces. Niggas ain't on our level, bury him, get the shovel. Flow so high, niggas think I'm related to the devil. All of my jewelry heavy, none of my jewelry hollow. My old rat chick, teacher, my model chick got to swallow. I'm about a dollar, buying, chasing a dollar. I'm licking and tricking on some chick who head game is proper. I'm strapped with the chopper, get you fuck up out the copper. Slug stand through his vest, now he gotta go see a doctor. Homie, show me the money, or show me a stripper who could do something I never seen before, not tipper. Hey, I'm on the paper chase, I'm running to the money. Go, go, go. I'm running to the money. I'm on the paper chase, I'm running to the money. Go, go, go. I'm running to the money. Go, go, go. I'm about to die. Go, go, go. Shorty, you shy. Go, go. I'm about to die. Go, go, go. Shorty, you shy. Like
definitely going down on B97 FM. We're about to get ready to get into. We still in the mix right now, man, but guess what, y'all? It is time for us to get into the news you can use. B97 News Update. My boy John Williams is in the building, live in the studio with us right now, man. We definitely doing a big B97 News Update. So what's going on in the world of news, man?
This is John Williams reporting for B97 News. This is definitely something that I believe St. Louis and Detroit definitely have to be mindful of. In Jefferson City, Missouri News reported William Lacey Jr., Clay Jr., and Russ Cannon, two Democrats, are calling each other desperate, angry liars, and even Tea Party allies. And this comes from a district redrawing that's given them new boundaries in St. Louis, Missouri, and Detroit, Michigan. A decade-long exodus of urban residents has forced the city's black representation in the U.S. House to their lowest level since the 60s. Coming from Ken Warren, he reports, although not overly stated in campaigns, there's no question that race plays a big role, said Ken Warren, a political science professor at St. Louis University. Popularized voting is an electoral reality. He goes on to say that blacks vote for blacks, whites vote for whites, Italian votes for Italian, and Mormon votes for Mormon. So this is definitely going to be a big hit to the and a big impact to the city of St. Louis and the city of Detroit because of some things and some bills that already have taken place early in the year with the House Republican majority, House Republican party that happened. I got to actually go back and look at this because if they're doing some redistricting. And you got the Democratic Party fighting, and we're coming up to the voting point of having a governor.
Wow!
And you got these two same side parties fighting and combating, and then at the same time, as a result, Democratic primaries on Tuesday could reduce the city's black representation in the U.S. House, the lowest level since 60. So that's a definite concern, Missouri, most definitely. Shift his weight to politics in Texas. David Dewhurst has reminded voters of his experience leading the state Senate. Dewhurst versus Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz has never held an elected office, which might be an advantage as anti-government feeling, quote, although Cruz and Dewhurst share many viewpoints, they differ greatly. Little divide, too, on core policy matters. They are both conservatives who oppose President Barack Obama's health care reform, have called for a significant cut to the federal budget, and support strong measures to secure the borders with Mexico. But ties with Mexico, of course, one of my professors would always tell us would be good for Texas. Whatever good for Mexico is definitely good for Texas because Texas is Mexico border. But they differ greatly in terms of style and experience. Cruz clouts himself as a conservative fighter and an outsider, while Dewhurst points to the lengthy list of conservatives that has passed during his 10-year proceeding over the Texas Senate. So we have these two primaries, and one will definitely take a measure in the election as we approach. So Texas, Missouri, and Detroit, Michigan, we definitely have to be on the lookout, Missouri, because once these things infer, I believe it's going to definitely disenfranchise the black community.
Wow.
That's great.
That is crazy, man.
So yeah. So that's in your Jefferson City, Missouri news report. So definitely go take a look at that and see what's going on there.
Y'all heard it first right here on B97 FM this beautiful Tuesday morning or Tuesday afternoon, whatever time you're listening to us. It is 16 after the hour right here on B97 FM. It's definitely going down right here, man. We got a lot of people listening to us, man, from B97, from all across the country, man, on Facebook. Also, shout out to everybody that's listening to us in other places, man. The podcast, oh my goodness, crazy, y'all. So again, man, that's crazy what's happening, man. But I got a special announcement to make. You wanna know what that is? My homeboy just gave me the scoop on yesterday, and it's official, y'all. My boy Terry Price is running for city council coming up in 2013. Yeah. Young black brother, 31 years old. And he got some plans. We're gonna be working with him. And wait a minute, it gets bigger than that. Guess what?
What's up?
This is the first time I ever made this announcement. This is the first time we got a hold of this piece yet. He wants me, I haven't said if I was going to do it or not, wants me to be his campaign manager.
And what an honor. And you know, we can get the banners and we can get everything we need, and we can get the flyers and the posters, and we definitely can campaign, and that'll add a new measure to
But if I decide to do it, I want you, and I want one of the things that I told him, matter of fact, we're setting up a meeting on next week, and in the meeting we're going to talk about go ahead on and start organizing, getting the right people in place. If I do decide to take over as the campaign manager, one of the biggest things that I want to make sure we build a team of people. Because I know anytime that you're running for president, you're running for city council, you're running for this, you're running for this position, you have to have the right type of team of people around you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's going to be very important to me. And I'm watching other people. I haven't made my mind up if I was going to do it yet. But I will let everybody know as soon as I make my mind up. Hopefully within the next couple of days, I should make my mind up if I'm going to do it. Even if I don't become his campaign manager, get helping to pick out a qualified candidate who does have a name and help to get him elected. The purpose of doing it is to make sure that we get this young brother elected. And get around with the people that he needs to get around to get out there, because he's going to go from his plan is go from city council to mayor, from mayor to running for government, from government to president.
That's what's up. And let's get
so
him.
This is pretty big. This is pretty big for me. This is new to me. Because I've never been in if I do decide to be the campaign manager, this is something I've never done before.
Man.
So this is going to be news to me as well. It's going to be a challenge. What do you think about it, man?
I think that's big news. I think that's wonderful to be in the land of living at this time. And I think you'll be a perfect campaign manager and director to assist this young man and get him to the place that he needs to be doing.
And guess what, man? He will be on our show. And guess what?
Yeah.
He will make a personal appearance on our show first. We will have him on our show before anybody else has him.
Yeah.
And if I do decide to run, I may just make you the press person.
I am honored and thrilled. And coming up, more on St. Louis local news, too, if I can get this in just real fast.
Go ahead, you out of this, man.
And St. Louis local news, too, third annual community picnic and health fair, Saturday, August 25th, at Castle Point Park in St. Louis. That's going to be an all-day affair at 2465 Barnes Road. That's spelled B-A-R-O-N-E-S. And also a week after that, well, actually a couple of days after that, on Tuesday, August 28th at 4 p.m. for all you teenagers out there, it's the Teenage Arcade at the Natural Bridge Branch Library. That's at 7606 Natural Bridge
Road in the city of St. Louis. So hopefully those are going to be two nice events going
and
on.
Already, and also it's going to be a busy day for all of us on Saturday, because not only that, but it's the Back to School Rally coming up this Saturday as well in Forest Hill, and hopefully we'll have Latrina calling into the show on this week to give us an inside scoop on that, based on what's happening with that. And again, it's going to be this Saturday in Forest Hill, the city of Forest Hill, and we'll be out there doing some live broadcasting out there. And also, don't forget, you heard your main man, DJ Earthman, tonight. You heard him saying that they're going to be at the barbershop this Saturday.
Yeah.
And that's going to be live at 1 o'clock, giving hot topics on what's happening. So y'all make sure y'all go out there, support DJ Earthman, support what he's doing in the community, and also support the barbershop for being out there really doing something. That's something different that nobody else haven't done. So I think that's something that we need to bring and we need to talk about, especially for our young black men out there. What are your thoughts on that, man?
Man, I think that's a wonderful thing that we can start to come together and to incorporate and then put our business minds together and then just meet one another just on a start level, you know. But yeah, definitely. Great thing.
Right. All right, y'all. And what we're about to do right now, we definitely want to say a big shout out to all the independent artists out there and everybody out there that's listening to us right here. We are your 24 hours music station that's doing it big. And I tell you what we're gonna do right now, man. We're gonna go to a quick station break, and we got more music coming up. B97 FM.
Pretty Hustlers Entertainment presents The Black Widow with her new single, New Tonight, featuring Wax and Jaya. Also, Freaky Style, featuring Lil Zane and Zaya. Buy now on iTunes and Amazon.
Visit the website, www.prettyhustlersent.com, and Twitter, @OnlyBlackWidow.
Staying on my grind, never tripping off these hoes. And you can't tell me nothing if it ain't about no gold. Nigga, I ain't listening. Pimpin', I ain't listening. Yeah, nigga, having money, staying hungry, and no, I ain't really trying to hear it. It ain't about getting more, partner. I ain't listening. Yeah, I'm about my paper. I thought I told you. Middle finger to these haters, acting like hoes do. You know my MO. I stay at the mobile and be swagged out on these bitches, man. Just like I'm supposed to. Do it to the maximum. Every time I roll through, and nigga, it ain't my fault. Don't be mad at me if your hoe chews off Hennessy with that Red Bull. Little bit of that broke too. And partner, I ain't listening. Ain't about getting more. I'm so cool. Hold on. Gotta get my dough on. Ain't got no time for that bullshit and so on, so long. It's like it's been prolonged. Extended cake, got racks on racks. It goes on and goes on. And as long as people need it, I know I'ma get it off. Everything I do strategic, so I ain't tryna take a loss. Ho, see how my niggas eatin' and just be dying to take it off. All this money I'm seeing, still feel like I ain't made it. Staying on my grind, never trippin' off these hoes. And you can't tell me nothing if it ain't about no gold. Nigga, I ain't listening. Pimpin', I ain't listening. Yeah, nigga, having money, staying hungry, and no, I ain't really trying to hear it. It ain't about getting more, partner. I ain't listening.
Said he's trying to talk, but honestly, I ain't listening. Really, if it ain't about the money, I promise you, homie, I ain't even trying to hear this shit. Keep with my niggas when I hit the strip. Real thing when we hit the mix. Head you again with a clip and a dream nigga rich. And I need you to see how I live. Hustle, I have this attracted to the Dallas. Gotta have it, boy, nothing average. And I bust back when I'm hating motherfuckers keep staring, bearing on. Cause I'm that voice to tell you, carry on. And I'm very calm. I spit that heat that have you feeling warm. I'm the storm. I've been a rider since the day was born. And I never
volition. When I start something dark, I finish it. Ask me anything other than Dallas, probably sleep the fifth. But they never catch me anyway, cause I begin to win. And I get it how I live. Young nigga, and I burn it in my fit. So with it, set the fingers on, spin it, tell her how to get it. Cause she ain't talking dollars and I don't listen. And baby, I swing hard, don't miss it. And every bullet at the top, go hit him. Little niggas from the block, so vicious. And all my niggas tell her how.
Hanging on my grind, that's what tripping off these hoes. And you can't tell me nothing if it ain't about no dough. Nigga, I ain't listening. I ain't listening, pimpin', I ain't listening. Yeah, nigga, having money, staying hungry, you know. I ain't really trying to hear it, it ain't about getting more. Partner, I ain't listening, pimpin', I ain't listening.
Raise up, raise up.
I only crack the baddest bitches, smoking on the baddest ones. Put the teeth right to your ears and give me everything I want. But I ain't listening, I'm focused on the money missing. More blunt smoking, bad bitches in my vision. And I'm just really trying to make sense without these dollars. Fuck their baby mamas and they don't want no drama. Couldn't tell me nothing since I dropped out of college. Now I'm trying to make money right up off the knowledge. Roll a blunt and then I smoke away all my problems. Trying to think of better ways to keep my fam from robbing. And still I keep on hustling and my fam from struggling. We gotta do what we gotta do to keep from struggling. Tell her get off the bench and get up on the grind. I might not make no sense, bitch, I never miss a dime. I play the bitch and then I tell her never hit rewind. Play my shit, leave a nigga with a open mind. Hanging on my grind, never tripping off these hoes. And you can't tell me nothing if it ain't about no gold. Nigga, I ain't listening, pimpin', I ain't listening. Yeah, nigga, having money, staying hungry, you know. I ain't really trying to hear it, it ain't about getting more. Partner, I ain't listening,
pimpin',
I ain't listening.
I came from nothing, and I'm all about the bread hunting. So when I hit your block, niggas know we head hunting. Affected by the illest factors in the damn game. They taught me how to be a shark and do the damn thing. So yeah, I survived the drought, but I'm riding through the rain, so they know what I'm about. The haters wanna doubt why my name gained clout, but the smoke's too thick, I can't point y'all out. Bloody ENT, I'm the leader of an army. I'ma make sure my clique icy clear than the sunny. Bloody made it, so all these hoes on me. Nowadays, designer hoes throwing all these clothes on me. And they said that we would never make it. But we wasn't given this world, but I bet a dollar we gon' take it. There was never opposition in this composition. So when they hated on me, homie, I never listened.
The first cut on this record has been cross-format focused for airplay success.
Go.
do. I know you love me like good food, even though a nigga gotta move like a good fool. We was together on the block since we lunch. We should have been together having four seats in front. We used to use umbrellas to face the bad weather. So now we travel first class to change the forecast. Never in bunches, just me and you. I loved your point of view because you held no punches. Still, I left you for months on end. It's been months since I checked back in. We're somewhere in a small town, somewhere locking them all down. Wood grain, corn change, armor brought down. I can understand why you wanted a divorce now. Though I can't let you know it, pride won't let me show it. Pretend to be heroic, that's just one to grow it. But deep inside a nigga's so sick.
Yeah, man, we definitely doing it big right here on the all new B97 FM radio, the station that's stinging you, man. We live in the mix on the 3 for Tuesday morning. What's going on with you, man? What's up, John? You crunk, man? You crunk this morning?
And you know it, I want to definitely give a big shout out to DJ Dunn and all their production, everybody that was on with us tonight this morning. That's what's up.
Already, and DJ Earthman, who called into the show, the CEO of B97, called into the show this morning, man. So it went down this morning. Big shout out to our boy DJ Lee and B that's tuning in to us in the chat room. And everybody that's checking us out in the chat room, man. Chat room be on point, man. You gotta check it out. It's definitely going down, baby. B97 FM. We live in the mix. It's hard to believe, man. We got less than what? We got less than 20. We got 20. Oh, no. We actually got what? I want to say 23 minutes before it's time for us. You ready to get up out of here?
All right, then. So, big shout out to Fort Worth, Funky Town. I want to definitely give a shout out to my mom.
Already. St. Louis. St. Louis in
the
building.
Longview in the house. St. Louis.
DJ Killer. Definitely want to say a big shout out to DJ Killer for calling in to the show. But anyway, we got plenty of shout outs coming up, y'all. So for those who think we forgot, we ain't forgot about y'all. We'll talk about that coming up after the mix. Let's get back into this mix, y'all. B97 morning mix right here, baby. This is what we do it. It's 38 after the hour, y'all. We'll be right back.
What's
up? B97. Rockin' D-Boys, be live a lot in a 190 black Benz. Now they shut down the stores and I'm shopping. Used to be train robbing, face covered in stock, and I'm now.
Thank you. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot.
Get an attitude.
Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean down and I'm over best because I got it going on. I'm a nice dude with some ice cream. See these ice creams. See these ice creams. Eligible bachelor. $1 million boat. That's whiter than what's spilling down your throat. The phantom. Exterior like this egg. The interior like suicide. I can exercise you. This could be your fit
egg. DJ Harris.
How you get it, his ass. Kill it with the beat.
Yeah, that's right, Tom, man. You definitely tune in to B97 FM. It's definitely going down right here, baby. We number one station right here doing it real big. We're in the mix on B97 FM. Big shout out to everybody out there that's listening to us right here. It's definitely going down, baby. We are in the mix on B97 FM. Number one station, baby.
Like it's hot, park it like it's hot.
Get an attitude.
Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean down and I'm over best because I got it going.
I think my boy John is missing too. We'll be right back, y'all. Going down B97 FM, y'all. We'll be jamming on the hottest station across the country right here, baby. Y'all know how we get down. It's going down on B97 FM. I still don't know where my boy is. John, you still with us, man? He having a problem with his microphone, y'all. But it's definitely going down B97. Like I said, big shout out to everybody out there that's doing it real big, y'all. And we definitely jamming right now. Hottest station right here, y'all. Let's get back into this mix, y'all. It's going down. B97.
Rider, and I'm a roller. Put up together, how they gon' stop both us? Wherever
drum. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Jimmy and Connors right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my smash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like the Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out there Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Ty Ty, still sipping my ties. Sitting courtside, Nixon that give me high five. I be spiked out, I can trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I'm most definitely from
vodka out the jar, and when I leave the club, I'm getting in trouble with the law. But first, let me make my way to the dance floor, see what's happening. Walking around the club, drinking my hand, looking for action. Ooh, no mama, I see you doing that there. What's the name of that dance? Walking by, you do it well. Okay, I'ma holler, let me find my way back to the bar and buy another bottle. I'ma drink up like it's no tomorrow. Feeling intoxicated, guess I shouldn't have drunk that last one. In the club, fresh, boy, you better watch my swag, son. Bows and white tees with a pair of soldieries. You can ask around, boy, I bet they know. Double B, Lil' Turn, SMG, 3J, Money. Until my come home, we gon' swag on.
You see us in the whistle in the club with your kick. Fresh tees, fresh kicks, and you feel like you need. Now walk and buy, now walk and buy, now walk and buy, now swag it up and swag it up.
for my ladies in the place, looking good in the club. You were independent, you ain't got no time for these scrubs.
Now walk and buy, now walk and buy, now walk and buy.
I be walking and bobbing the club with my clique. Soon as they see us, they be like, that's them boys out the brick. Deep clip, fresh fit. If you play, you get hit. I see you walking and bobbing, but you can't walk it like this. And I be cleaner than a whistle, baby. Call me some jizzle, baby. Sit back and watch me, cause I'ma make it official, baby. I'm leaning down from my head to my feet. So won't you gon' wipe me down when you see the Slim G. And best believe we got the whole club crunk. Hypnotic and Hennessy, we got the whole club drunk. Get a club what they want when they play that ENT. We walking and bopping, me and my dog Double B. Yeah, it's Big Boy ENT, and you already know the name. Free my dog J Money, aka Paul James, and we gon' get this money. And it's how it gotta be. She say she digging my swag, so she gon' lead the club with me. Let's go.
If you feel it, then the whistle in the club with your feet. Fresh teeth, fresh kicks, and you feel like you just shit. Now walk and buy, now walk and buy.
Yeah, that's right, y'all, man. It's definitely going down right here on B97FM. I definitely want to thank everybody for calling in to the show tonight. Definitely special thanks to our main man, legendary DJ Dumb, for calling in to the show, man, giving us the real deal about the music, the history about hip-hop. Man, I learned so much. Big shout out to my boy DJ Killer, our boy John, our news director for B97FM, and a big shout out to our main man, DJ Earthman, for calling in. He called in this morning, too, on this beautiful Tuesday on B97FM, man. Gave a real testimony, y'all. So I definitely want to thank everybody for calling in and supporting the radio show on B97. And definitely got to apologize for yesterday, man. It was crazy on yesterday, man. So, boys, I'm back. I'm back in the building. We're doing it real big on B97FM. And again, definitely want to say a big shout out to all the independent artists out there and everybody out there for making my show the number one. Shout out to Lee. I don't know who's coming up next. I don't know if it's Lee coming up or if it's DJ Earthman. One of them, somebody coming up. But you definitely tune in to the All New Dunna B Radio Show on B97FM 24 hours a day. We're your station that's singing you, man. If you want to be stunner, man, we are stunning you, okay? All right, y'all, man. I'll definitely be doing the video again tomorrow, y'all. Man, my boy Dun T will be live with us from ATX. He'll be talking about his new music and stuff. And Wednesday, we got a hot show coming up to y'all. So we're definitely going to be going down on your number one 24 hours music station on B97FM. Y'all make sure y'all keep it locked, baby, because we got more music coming up. We got more DJs coming up to bring their own damn things right here, man. I definitely want to thank all the independent artists for calling in and everybody for calling in today, showing the boy Dumb B man love, showing DJ Dumb some love and stuff, and you know, let's get together and let's get it big. And y'all be looking out also in Dallas Fort Worth for my cheers to be published in the Fort Worth Star Telegram mainstream newspaper. I'll be doing different cheers on different people in the community and stuff, you know what I'm saying, that's doing it real big. But anyway, remember, y'all, if it is you to make a difference, y'all, and we'll see y'all again tomorrow, same time, y'all, right here on what B93 FM, y'all, where we are making a difference in the community. See y'all later.